This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. 7 weeks to the day that a student at Boston College disappeared after leaving a Cleveland Circle bar, the search is over. Law enforcement officials have identified a body pulled from the Chestnut Hill Reservoir this morning as the remains of 21-year-old Franco Garcia. Now, investigators are trying to determine how Garcia died. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
A man walking his dog around the Chestnut Hill Reservoir this morning noticed something in the water. When he thought it was a body, he stopped two joggers with cell phones to call the police. A few hours later, police divers pulled the body of a man who fit the description and had personal items that identify him as Franco Garcia. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley says he won't rule out anything until the autopsy is completed.
Forensic science and the abilities of medical examiners to conclude causes of death are quite good. And I believe, without putting words into the medical examiner's mouth, they're confident that they'll be able to determine the cause of death in this case.
Garcia was a popular BC student who was in the orchestra and marching band. BC spokesman Jack Dunn.
This brings closure to a very difficult event that has tried the Garcia family and the Boston College community since February 22nd. By every measurement, Franco is an outstanding young man, a gifted clarinetist, very popular student on campus, an aspiring student who was very close to his family.
Members of Garcia's family, who live in Newton, were on hand when police pulled the body from the water. Private investigator Jamie Ballard is also the spokesman for the family.
They're grieving privately, if in fact, with the preliminary information, that this is their young son.
Family and friends of Franco Garcia had launched a search and put up missing signs to find leads to his mysterious disappearance. Police spent 4 days searching the reservoir in early February, but found nothing. They believe the tangle of weeds at the bottom of the reservoir may have concealed the body. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by BU's Metropolitan College. Learn about a range of part-time evening graduate degrees at a graduate open house Saturday, April 14th. BU.edu/met.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We would like you to know that the Kennedy Library, the Boston Globe, and WBUR will present a free discussion tomorrow night at 6 with Carole King on her new memoir, A Natural Woman. Again, that's tomorrow night at 6. It will be held at the Kennedy Library. And for more information, you can call 617-514-1643. In the next 10 minutes of All Things Considered, a conversation with writer, director, actress Greta Gerwig about her movie career and her latest film, Damsels in Distress. In our forecast, tonight, scattered showers and a low around 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers as well and highs in the low to mid-50s. For Friday, that looks like a mostly sunny day with a high around 60. And it looks like that sun could stretch into at least part of Saturday as well. And right now at 4:47, it's 49 degrees in Boston.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by Massachusetts Cultural Council, building creative communities, inspiring creative minds, and supporting the Harwich Junior Theater, Cape Cod's award-winning family theater, celebrating its 60th season of quality productions, enchanting audiences of all ages. See how the arts, humanities, and sciences improve life in Massachusetts at massculturalcouncil.org.